Hey, good morning, Tom Buell here, and a quick important message. How many times have you let your ego, your fear, your limiting beliefs, your comfort zone prevent you from taking action? The ego, comfort zone, and fear are probably the big three, right? So how many times have you not taken action because of one of those three killers of dreams? And how this relates to something that I did yesterday, which bashed my ego. You know, I had to put my ego aside. I had to put my comfort zone aside. I had to put my fears aside and just do it, right? That's similar to how I stepped on stage in that mankini years ago. Was, yeah, the clutter was in my mind, but I had to push that aside and say, screw it, I'm going for it, and just do it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Well, similarly, I'm an avid student and also a teacher, but you have to be a student first. And the thing is, how can a teacher be a good teacher if he doesn't follow directions, if he doesn't follow the rules of another teacher? Right? So I've signed up for this course because I'm passionate about helping people and have helped thousands throughout the world create successful online businesses. And this course has a new perspective from someone who's had major success numerous times. So I signed up for this course on how to make your first dollar online. And I'm looking to see what their perspective is, what their expertise is, and how I can glean some of that information, apply it myself to my businesses, and also teach it to some others in with a little twist of my own perspective, my own experience, and share that. So the first step that they asked me to do was go ask people for my first dollar. Like, and this is my first dollar in my new business venture. I've recently stepped away from Strategic Profits and am now carving a path for my own personal brand and my own product line. So yes, I've had success with Mike Plassane, I've had success with Rich Sheffrin, and successes outside of those two, but now I'm on a new path. I'm finally deciding what I want to do when I grow up. It's a pretty fun experience, and if I grow up. Like, but as for now, I've got a good clear vision of where I'm heading and the steps I'm taking to get there. So that being said, here I had a crossroads. In every choice, we have the choice to take action, to not take action, or just default to whatever happens. So I said, you know, I could skip that and move on since I've already made significant amount of income, or post it and see what the results are. So I crafted a Facebook post that asked people to submit their vote of confidence by giving me a dollar. I just checked before my morning run, and since that post less than 24 hours ago, by asking for $1, my first dollar, I received over 200 votes of confidence. And that is, many people, even only asking for a dollar, gave much more than a dollar. So A, it's an awesome case study. B, it's building my excitement, building my passion, building my enthusiasm to continue on this path, on this mission, to deliver extreme value to the people that I'm able to get my message in front of. So here's a brief lesson. And this is going a little longer than I normally give, but this is the real meat and the real juice right here. This is probably one of the better lessons that I'm going to share that I've ever shared in the 200 plus videos here on my YouTube page. And here it goes. Back in 1991, I was in college, SUNY Brockport, up in upstate New York, and I went into a class and it said earn like $30 an hour or something like that. And here I was 17 years old, like I just turned 18. I'm like, $30 an hour? Heck yeah, that's me. Sign me up. So I call this number, and it's an interview process for a company called Vector Marketing. And what Vector Marketing teaches is how to sell Cutco cutlery door to door. And I have a huge set of Cutco cutlery that I purchased just a couple years ago from my niece, who also went down the Cutco path for a brief while. And I already had tons of those sets, but some were stolen, some were lost throughout the years. But anyhow, so I signed up for this Vector Marketing thing. Turns out they have a kick butt sales training course, and I had one of the best sales managers ever. And anyhow, I end up following the course. I submit money to be able to sell this. It cost me, I did have to borrow the money to pay them to allow me to sell. But once I got that training, I went out and became a sales machine and was blowing away records for the local Rochester branch. And everyone around me was looking at me like, how are you doing this? And it came to a point where I was number three. I was ranked number three in a national contest for college students selling Cutco cutlery. And the branch manager, Bill Harbison, who was my trainer and has recently passed away, said, Tom, can you ride out with a few of these people and just see what's going on, how you might be able to help them? So I rode with these people who were having subpar results. Like, I was selling 10 times, 100 times. Like, they were selling nothing. I was selling record-breaking weeks, etc. And so I rode with them, and the strangest thing happened. I sat there in amazement as I watched them do something that was completely not what we were trained to do. They were making up their own path as they went along. So, you know, I would try to interject some things to bring them back on path during the presentation, but afterwards I'm like, what were you doing? That's not anything near what we learned how to do or what we were trained to do. And they're like, well, how are you doing it? I said, I follow it by the book. I do exactly what they trained us to do. And guess what? That's why I was setting the records. Because they had spent and invested hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, in fine-tuning this sales message to make sure that it worked. Yet these people come in and their ego takes over, their comfort zone takes over, their fear takes over, and they think they can do it better than this script. And guess what? They were sucking at it. So I went back and reported, like, geez, well, here's the epiphany. I'm following exactly what I was trained to do, word for word, and I'm kicking butt. They're making up their own path and they're failing miserably. And I'm bringing this back to the online world because here I followed that step to ask for the first dollar. 200 votes of confidence so far, saying yes, thank you, and in essence, well over $200 have come in just from me asking for a dollar. And the first rule of life and sales is you don't get anything until you ask. So this pushed me, someone who stepped on stage in a mankini, out of my comfort zone to go ask for my first dollar on this new venture. And it's funny because I had to bury my ego, bury my fear, bury my comfort zone, and just do it. A good teacher does what they're told to do, because they're also great students. So here you are watching this. Hopefully that message resonates with you. Are you making up your own path or are you following a proven path? Because just like vector marketing and selling cocoa cutlery, the people trying to pave their own path, maybe if they had 10 years to invest and they had the perseverance and dedication to follow through, which most and hardly anybody would or does have, maybe they could find a path that works. But they have the choice to follow a path that has worked with proven results. But they're just letting their ego, letting their fear, letting their comfort zones take over and not taking the proper actions. So think about that. Have you been paving your own way or are you following someone who has a proven path that can show you step by step how to get from where you are to where you want to be? So I'm going to be sharing the results of that ego bashing, comfort zone bashing, fear bashing step that I took yesterday to the people who contribute my first dollar. So you watching this video, if you didn't see that Facebook post at facebook.com/Tom Beal, which I've reached my friend limit, but you can go follow me there. If you didn't see that post, you can go to PayPal and contribute a dollar or whatever you feel like contributing at this email address. Go to PayPal and send my first dollar for this new venture to tom@tombeal.com, and that will get you on the list of people that I'm going to be sharing the results of that test. And my motto is to always under-promise and over-deliver. So obviously there'll be much more to come from people giving me that vote of confidence. So go to PayPal, send the first dollar to tom@tombeal.com, and you'll be on that list to receive the results of this ego-bashing, fear-bashing, comfort-zone-bashing step that I took yesterday as a student, who then will be able to turn it around with my own perspective, with my own experience, and share new twists to how you can have a wildly successful life and results. So go make that happen. Until then, stay tuned and make today great.